Yeah, I love it. I love my little naughty pet. You're naughty. And then I take my naughty pet and I go. Oh! I killed it! I killed myself!
That's when I blow it.
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, HMBRadio.com. I am your host, Will Kuntz. I hope you are well. I'm fine, I guess. We got the next open mic coming up, October 13th. That is at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. Best of the Bay winning open mic. You should definitely get out there, check it out, see why Creative Loafing decided to bestow this wonderful honor upon this stupid open mic that we do to try to support local comedy here in the Tampa Bay area. That is the 13th, but I say 8:30. We'll probably get started more like 9. We got free pizza. We got a $50 cash prize courtesy of Sly Bar. Lando, my man, he takes care of everybody at the bar, gives away $10 of his own money to give to a lowly comedian for their performances for second place out of his own pocket. He's a swell dude. And third place, he usually will buy you a drink. So come check us out, 2061 Central Avenue, October 13th. Subscribe to the events page on the Facebook, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. I try to do like a showcase once a month. I try to do certain things involving comedy events, more than just the open mic. So the best way to keep up with that would be to go subscribe to that events page or check out the website, hmbradio.com. I got them on there as well. I think, yeah, this is going to air too late, so I won't even bother to tell you about some cool things you have coming up. But there's a lot of stuff. And you should know about it. There's lip sync battles. Sly Bar is putting on them, hosting that. You won't know about this in time unless you looked at the pages. But anyways, there's stuff going on. And this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why Sly Bar, check out why I Love the Berg has named Sly Bar one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015. Great people over there. Best of the Bay, they took home best open mic for comedy, best open mic for music, best trivia night. They killed it. So find out why. Go visit those guys. Slybar.com is their website, 2061 Central Avenue. And Angelo's, saintpizza.com, the best URL in the history of URLs, bar none, no discussion about it. I wish I would have got saintpizza.com for my website just because I like it so much. But they managed to nail that down. Somehow, of all the pizza places in the United States, they got that one. I guess it only works because we're in St. Petersburg, but it's still just a fun name. 536 First Avenue North. They are located there. Go in, get a slice of pizza, say hello. Tell them Will sent you. They'll ask you, who is that? And then just mosey on out like nothing happened. I had a run-in. Internet run-in today, which was a little disheartening for me. I don't know. There are a lot of injustices in this world. I certainly understand that. There's a lot of things that are wrong with the world. However, there is one big myth that really bugs me, and I see it all over the place. I see it all over my Facebook and Twitter, and the president talks about it. And I know this is going to upset some of you, but what I will say to you before I even mention is if you don't agree with me, go look it up, because it is all over. And that is I saw one of my friends posted an Elizabeth Warren tweet that talked about the pay gap between men and women, and that 77 cents on the dollar myth that is perpetuated every day, and this war on women. And as a white guy, of course, I cannot say anything because I'm just crying white male tears, cis tears, I believe they call it. I don't want to get political, but this is one, and I'll tell you why I know that this is nonsense. Because when I heard it many years ago, I said, dang, that's messed up, man. We need to do something about this. So I looked it up, and I found that it is discredited by every single economist, credible economist. And usually it's just kind of the far left politicians who bring it up, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren's, those people who still perpetuate this myth. And a friend of mine posted this thing, and I tried to explain. I know I'm wasting my breath when I say these things, but it's one of these things that I know is just untrue because I've done the research, and I wanted to dispel this myth. And then I got into an argument with a lady on the internet, which is I usually don't do because it's silly. There's no reason to fight with people on the internet. You're going to waste your breath. There are studies that if you are shown things that go against your beliefs, you become more steadfast in those beliefs no matter what anybody says to you. And this was one of those things, I think, that happened there. And I tried to explain myself. I was calm. I wanted to just call her a name and be done with it, but I didn't. I presented some of the facts that I found on the internet, which, by the way, these aren't right-wing websites. I think I saw Salon busted the myth. Huffington Post busted the myth. So these are not, this is not just a right-wing conspiracy here. This is pretty well proven. And this woman just started calling me names, and a simpleton, I believe she called me. And she compared this to like a law, because there was the Fair Act in 1963, which makes it illegal to pay someone less for the same work. And she compared that to, well, since there must be no racism as well, since slavery is outlawed, which makes no sense whatsoever because slavery is outlawed and there is no slavery anymore. That happened a long time ago. I just don't understand this vitriol to these facts. I mean, they're right there. And I got called a simpleton, and the only facts that this person presented was, no, you're incorrect. Didn't try to correct me or have a debate, just decided to name call. Do you remember in the 90s? And early 2000s when Rush Limbaugh was, like, really big. He's still, I guess, pretty big now, but I know he's gone down quite a bit. There used to be, like, this really mean guy. And all I've seen now is I've seen it switch from the right side of the equation being aggressive to, man, there are some really mean people on the left that if you dare disagree with anything they say, they will just attack you. And, of course, I got the white male privilege card. Whatever. I don't know how to defend that. There's no way I can defend that, really, because under the logic, I cannot say anything because I'm a white guy. So I'm not allowed to say anything because it's nonsense if I say it. So, you know, I got called, you know, my false narrative when I posted links from the Wall Street Journal from, you know, like I said, you can go find it anywhere. If you put in the wage gap myth, there's tons of websites and left websites too that dispel this myth. But anyways, it really bummed me out and I was really sad about it. I went and bought a pack of cigarettes. I was so upset and smoked one because I couldn't get through the idiocy of this thing. And I know it's not a fun thing to talk about, and I feel like kind of a D-bag even trying to, because people want to do the right thing. People are mostly good people for the most part, and they want to do what's right. And when they hear about an injustice, they want to fix the injustice. But in this case, there just is no injustice. So I encourage you, if you disagree with me, you can leave me a comment if you want to on the Facebook, or you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. You can leave a voicemail if you want to, 813-693-2124. Don't call me names, though. If you have something for me to read that may change my mind, I encourage you to do so. But with this certain thing here, it's just incorrect from everything that I've read. I do my research. And then when some people tell me to do my research and then they just present, "You're wrong," instead of giving me examples, I also got a lot of, "Well, that's a social issue that's very complicated." It's really not complicated, though, is the thing. That's the great thing about this, is it's pretty cut and dry. Anyways, that was kind of bugging me today. Sorry for that. You had to listen to me, but this is my program, so I can talk about whatever I want. So I hope you haven't tuned out already. And to prove that I am not a sexist, white, cis scumbag, we have a lady coming in. How about that? What do you think about that? Haley J is coming in today, and she's in studio, and we're going to talk about what she's doing. She is a new correspondent here at Radio St. Pete, so I wanted to take this time with her to let her introduce herself to the Radio St. Pete audience and tell me what she's doing. I met her one time, and that was only briefly. We didn't really get a chance to talk that much. So, Haley J is here. Haley, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast. How are you?
Hello,
you got to get that mic right up to your face there.
Hi.
There you go. Better? That's perfect. You can move this if you want. Just move the arm however you'd like. It's kind of, I switched mics, so that holder is not for that mic, so hopefully it stays on.
Is this work right here?
Yeah, that's okay. Perfect. I just went on a rant at the beginning of the show.
About what?
I was talking about the wage gap issue. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Good, because let's not talk about it. I got in a fight with a person today I didn't know on the computer, and it really bummed me out. So I had to talk about it a little bit, but I really didn't even say what I wanted to say. I'm afraid to say anything.
You got to explain it more to me.
I'm afraid to say anything because it's not a popular opinion, I guess. And I'm afraid that I'm going to say something and tick off the wrong person.
I just feel like with opinions, everyone's going to get mad about something, so if you're going to voice it, you just got to stick to it. You can't please everyone either way, so.
I had it all planned out, too, like when I started this thing. I was like, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to say, and then once I started and the music came on, and I was like, I just lost my train of thought,
yeah.
So I said, forget it. Haley J is a new contributor here to Radio St. Pete, semi-new, what, like a month?
Mm-hmm, about 2 months now.
And how did you, you've been like covering live events, so you may have heard her on Radio St. Pete. What did you cover so far?
I did the fashion event about a week ago, so that was just the local art scene where they had the fashion show and they had events leading up to it. So I covered one night where they had a photo shoot. And then before that, I did the Dolly Museum where they had the Sun Coasters, I believe they're called, where they had the, I think it was some anniversary of something, but I think it was for the art show.
Okay.
Where they were having their big release of what's to come. And so I got to see the mayor there and talk to all the guys in the yellow jackets, and they were the Sun Coasters, and they told me just about attracting people to the art scene in St. Pete and what's to come. So that was kind of like the kickoff event. So it's been fun stuff I've done so far. And then the most recent with you.
That was utter chaos, the Best of the Bay thing.
That was a little chaotic. It's cool just to be able to see community events like that and kind of get to know St. Pete a little bit more. But yeah,
it was
a little disorganized. I could,
you couldn't even hear at the event,
and they, no one like was paying attention at all. Usually people quiet down a little bit, but no one cared.
Nobody cared at all.
Everyone was doing their own thing. Maybe if you have that much booze and food, people are just going to stay distracted.
Yeah, I felt bad because my mom wanted to go, and thank God I don't care about being cool anymore. Like I'm 30, so I don't care.
It's over it.
So I was like, sure, you know, you can come. And I felt so bad because she has a bad back. And she,
standing
I could tell,
for hours.
Yeah, I could just see in her face like she's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a little bizarre, hastily put together. I kind of wish because I thought we were getting the best podcast or best internet show award, and turned out not to be the case. Ended up being for the open mic, which I'm. That's great.
So it was open mic for sure.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, still exciting, but still kind of annoying to think one thing and have it.
Yeah.
Especially the chaos that you had to go through at the end to, like, find out where your name was and if you were getting something and awkwardness of, like, not finding it and,
Well, that was the thing because when we went upstairs because they had 300 awards and then they're like, well, we obviously cannot present 300 awards, totally understandable. Go upstairs to the ballroom. They didn't have the ballroom marked, so we're kind of walking around upstairs, and then you get in, and there's no cues set up. It's kind of just
I noticed just open a little tables. Piece of paper that was like A to C or whatever it was, and it was just like the smallest little sign, so everyone's just walking around covering it so no one would know what an organized line would look like to find
Got to
it.
The front of a line. I just hopped in one, A through G. My last name starts with a K. So I cursed
I think that was
bit.
My fault. Didn't I tell you to go up to that one? I was like, try this line or something.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't blame you because nobody knew.
Yeah.
I still blame myself. So then, like, when I got up to the front, because I saw the Sly Bar guys that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, check it out. We got the comedy one. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then I got up and I was like, I don't know if I'm even supposed to be here or not. I understand they can't tell you what you want because they want you to go, obviously. But it was still like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be here or what. So then they had to look for it and then they couldn't find it. So that's, I guess, what it ended up being was the open mic thing. Again, great honor. I'm thrilled to be part of that. Probably wouldn't have went though, if I would have known what it was going to be. I figured there would be like, you know, tables that you could sit down or chairs and stuff.
I wonder
like
if they had more people than they anticipated or something like that, but didn't they have a ticket count? So they kind of knew what they were getting into.
I know that they sold out. So I don't know how many that there must have been 500 people conservatively. Yeah.
I almost
maybe
think
more.
If they took everyone, because isn't there a big auditorium room inside? Isn't there Earth?
There's the
or
theater.
Yeah. So
and
I
the
feel
theater.
Like if they maybe moved everyone in there, they would have gotten a little bit more respect during the presentation and people wouldn't have been talking the entire time.
Totally. It probably cost them more money to rent that out.
Yeah,
and Creative
probably
Living
right.
doesn't have any money. So that's understandable why they didn't do that. It was still fun and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I went, I guess.
Yeah. It's like things like that are good for experiences. It's like now I know type thing.
Yeah.
But I would probably recommend a little bit more organized for next time. But it was cool. Like, I'm happy I went too. Thank God I found you guys, though, because I probably would have been super awkward. Just that's a problem with, like, going to these events are fun, but when I don't know anyone and I don't know if I have to be professional at these events or I can be more relaxed at certain events. So I'm kind of just finding out and experimenting with everything. But all in all, it's cool to, like, be here for only a couple months and have seen the main events and attractions here. So it's...
Yeah,
enjoy
so tell me how you did get here at Radio St. Pete. What was the journey like to start this thing?
This whole thing called my life. Okay, so I moved here, and I was getting lured into the typical jobs that's like, sounds so great for like, because I was looking for marketing and media type things. I always did that in college of interviewing and hosting. Knew that was a field I always wanted to be in, but I wasn't super specific. So I don't have the answer for what I want my entire life to look like. I don't know what I want to be in 10 years. I kind of want to have room to grow, maybe do something one day.
You're 22, right? So you're still pretty young.
And I feel like it's almost looked down upon that I don't know. And I want to just experiment with different outlets. I want to see what I'm good at. And if I have to fail first to figure it out, then so be it. But I was going on job interviews that were, can I cuss?
No.
Complete BS.
Yeah, there you go. Good. I'm glad you asked because,
I was just going on job interviews that I could feel the fakeness. I knew, like, I know that you have to put on a certain persona and be professional. I understand that completely. But when I felt like I wasn't being myself at all, it's like, am I going to do a job where I have to be forcing a smile, where I can't relax, I can't be myself, I'm sweating through these clothes that I hate wearing? And I mean, obviously there's times for that, but I just felt like it wasn't the place for me, and I was still making minimum wage. The title sounded cool, but it was just the type of job where they kind of try and get anyone in the door.
Hey, yo, daddy's calling.
Gotta call you back. Sorry.
You want, let's talk to dad on there. Can you hang
you
up?
I don't want to talk to dad.
Why not?
Because he'll probably just...
Is he a closet racist?
Just say, no. Okay. Probably just say something like super personal.
All right.
But,
So we talked about this a little bit. I think... At the Best of the Bay thing, it was kind of chaos. I was yelling at Dwight Dudley, telling him he sucks, and that was a lot of fun. Just in jest, if he does happen to listen to this. I was just kidding, Dwight. But we were talking a little bit about it because I kind of did the same thing when I got out of college. I went on job interviews, and it was 90 degrees in Florida, and I was wearing a suit, and I'm a huskier gent. So I sweat as it is, and I'm just gushing sweat in this suit. And going in, I remember I went in for this interview, and the lady, she's like, all right, look, I want to give you this job, but I know that you're going to hate this job, and you're not going to want to do it. And I didn't know what to do, but I was decided not to take it. And she said, if I find it, because it was like a call center, like a super entry-level position that I probably didn't even need to go to college for, realistically. But I didn't know what to do, so I opted not to take it. And I went on a couple of them where it made my heart hurt going into these places. And the people were very nice. I had nothing to do with that. But having to drive to Tampa every day, for instance.
And you just feel like you have to say all the right things. And in the back of your head, you're like, I know I don't even want this, but people are telling me I need to do these things because it looks good.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to intern for MJ back in, like, 2003. I had the interview set up and everything, and I had to be there at like 6 in the morning, and I was 18. And I was like, I don't think so. And I ended up squandering that opportunity, and I kicked myself a little bit because who knows what may have happened if I would actually went in there. But also, I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. I didn't know what I wanted to be. And it took a long time. I only figured this out a couple years ago. That this is what I wanted to be doing. Although that's not entirely true, because I knew I was playing boombox, you know, playing songs and then using the antenna as a microphone and introducing songs and stuff. That's what I used to do. I was a weirdo. So that's what I used to do in my bedroom by myself when I was a little kid. So I did know. It just took this, like, life kind of sucked it out of you.
It's and like then, you knew, but you never really thought it could be possible because it's not, like, a typical plan, or it's not a profession that is so obvious. Sometimes you just kind of have to find it, and when you think back and you're like, oh, these are the things I did, maybe this is something I actually enjoy and could make a career, then it's when you start to follow it. That's what I'm kind of doing a little bit. I guarantee now I'll be in a completely different spot than I'll be in 5 years, but I've just thought about it. I was like, I know I like music a lot. I've always been writing and singing music. I want to be somewhere in that genre. I'm not trying to be the next Britney Spears, but at the same time, I want music in my life, and then entertainment and hosting and those types of things. It's a nervous but fun feeling. I like the excitement of it. I want to be a little bit nervous for what I do. I want to stay on my toes each day. And so when I started looking online, I looked at iHeartMedia and Cox Media, and I've been talking to some of those companies, you know, keeping my eyes out for the future. But I ended up talking to Joe a little bit, and he was saying how he would need some internship help. And then I was just like, you know what, it took me a little bit of time to realize that it's okay to not start off in that perfect job, that it is going to take me a while, and I'm trying to convince my parents that, to let them know I'm straight out of college, I don't know what I want to do. As long as I'm covering rent and bills, then I'm not going to be asking you for money. I just need to, like, take some time, and I felt like an internship was a good place to start, where I could get my foot in the door, and, you know, hopefully that leads to something, or if anything, good resume work, and I'll be able to go from there. I think the goal is to keep wanting more. As long as you don't settle and you're not happy, then if you're unhappy, then you're going to stay unhappy. But if you're working towards something, even if it takes you a little bit longer or you don't go the route you planned, you're still going to get there if you want to get there.
That's a great attitude to have, Haley. I'll tell you, you're ahead of the game, I think, a little bit, because it took me, I started college in 2003, okay, and I graduated in 2011, and I'm not a doctor, clearly. So it took me a long time to figure it out. Where did you go to school?
FSU. I went to the community college in Jacksonville for the first 2 years,
uh-huh.
And then I just wanted more of a college experience. My best friends were there. And I decided that'd be a fun school to go to. And that was one of the best decisions I made because that's what got me into the hosting, being able to work with the sports teams and doing all the stuff that I actually enjoy doing. And that's when I realized that I do want to do on-camera things. And it is kind of hard not being in bigger cities because I feel like opportunities in New York and California are a lot easier to find than they are here. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to try and get in that field while I'm here. And St. Pete's a really cool spot to do stuff like this. So.
Yeah, it's up and coming, and it's really not that small. I think this is like the 18th biggest market in mm-hmm. the country. So it's top 20. That's still pretty good. And I think there is opportunity here.
Yeah, and I definitely intend on finding it.
So what did you get your degree in at FSU?
Communications and Media Studies.
And then so you did kind of like, did they have like a TV station or mm-hmm. radio
they
station?
They had a thing called FSU... what did you even call it? I forgot what it was called. But it was just a class. The first class I did was we had three projects, and they were based on harder news type things. And then we could pick packages that we wanted our stories to be based on. So those were just three big projects. And then the other one was a sports class. And so that one, I had assignments all the time, and I would put together little packages. I would pick a certain athlete that, like, we couldn't really touch a football team because they're very protected, but mm-hmm. if there was a certain athlete that I was interested in, thought they had a cool story, then I could write up a script. I could interview them, and we did that and worked with an editor each time, so that stuff was just really fun to me.
Was that audio or was that video too?
That was both. We would do the audio, and then we would do the interviews in person. And so I would either be on camera depending on the package, but I would a lot of times do a stand up where I would be in the middle of the interview and I'd lead into the next shot or something like that. So yeah, it was both.
Have you ever had any like terrible things happen at one of those things, like embarrassing stuff?
Terrible. I don't know if anything was super terrible. I always made sure I was prepared because especially being a girl coming into the sports world, I feel like I'm kind of looked down that I wouldn't know what I'm talking about. And honestly, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time, but that's okay. Cause as long as I'm prepared, right. I'll ask my dad before. I'm like, how do you say this? Even if it's like, we went, you know, like in baseball, they wouldn't be like, the score was 9-0. They'd be like 9-0, like just things like that. And I'd want to say, I'm pretty sure it's 9-0, right? Not that I said that.
I think you could say 0. I didn't know you could
say
0.
I don't know. Just little things like that to kind of make it seem like now I'm going to feel dumb if it is 9-0, but he would just tell me little things to basically make it sound more natural when I was saying it. So I just wanted to be prepared. So as far as anything really embarrassing, one time there was a guy who my dad was just telling me about a certain player. Maybe it was for the Yankees or something. I forgot the name now, but he described this guy to me. And then all of a sudden a guy who looks just like him and has the same name is there when I was doing a baseball interview. And I was like, oh my God. Like I went up to the baseball coach and I was like, is that the player for the Yankees? And he was like, no, he's a scout. And I got all excited. And I even like told my dad I saw him. And then I was like, just kidding. I didn't. And
at least, that guy's a 65-year-old man. I'm pretty sure he's not playing
really
for the Yankees.
He really did look like a baseball player.
Well, that's, yeah, okay.
But that was as bad. That's not that bad. I don't think I've had anything super embarrassing.
And how long did you do that? I mean,
I was there for the last 2 years of college. So I did one class the first semester, and the last semester I had two classes that were both a sports one.
Mm-hmm. Radio St. Pete's Haley J sitting down with me on this edition of the Homemade Broadcast. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Ocala.
Ocala, mm-hmm. near Gainesville. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Gainesville a lot in my younger days. I had a long-distance girlfriend there. So I used to be there every weekend. Fun place. Ocala, don't think I spent much time mm-hmm. in.
Gainesville's definitely more of the city life. I have a lot of friends that live there, and Gainesville's not even that much of a city life. That tells you how dull Ocala is. But it's one of those places where I enjoy being home because it's where I grew up. I have still a lot of good friends there. But as far as a place that I'd want to live now, no way, especially seeing St. Pete and more, even aside from St. Pete, just other places in the world that can offer you a lot more. And for what I want to do, I feel like I need to be in the action. I need to be in the media. I need to go to events. And Ocala just doesn't really offer me that many opportunities. But I love coming home. Home will always be home. So
is your family still in Ocala?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get to St. Petersburg?
My sister, Abby, has been living here for about 10 years now. So she's been here for a while. And then my sister's kind of slowly migrated. I have three sisters. So one of them is the same mom and dad, and the other two are older and they have a different mom, but they were here first. And then my sister, the next one, came here. And then after I graduated, I just decided I didn't want to stay in Tallahassee when I wasn't going to school there. And it just made sense for me to come here too. And it's been a really good decision so far. I'm definitely happy with it.
Yeah. What's been the most exciting thing about St. Petersburg that you found? You're like your favorite thing? Because you haven't been here that long, right?
Mm-mm, not too long. But I would say the water for sure.
Yeah.
Because I just feel so much more like a Floridian when I can go enjoy a Saturday on the beach. I can go on the boat. I can just feel good to be outside. And even though I turn into a lobster in 20 minutes, I still enjoy just being by the water again. So it's going to suck when it gets cold. But in Tallahassee, the closest beach was like over an hour. Same with Ocala. Our closest was probably about Daytona. So I really enjoy just being able to do that.
I don't remember the last time I was at the beach.
You should go before it gets cold.
I remember last time I went, I was bored. And I think probably because you get spoiled with it, because it's one of those things where you grow up with it. And it just, I burn too. I'm very pale.
I feel like if you're not about the tanning, because most girls are excited to get a tan, but if you don't want to just lay there, because that can be boring. But if you go with your friends, especially like caddies on the beach and places like that.
Is that open still?
Mm-hmm.
You can still drink out in the water and everything?
Just cool little, and it wasn't too crazy when I went or anything. It was just a cool little music playing, beach area. We were just having a few drinks by the water and it was perfect. Like, stuff like that is my favorite thing.
Yeah, I think it's kind of out of season right now. Like this September, October, even August, I think is kind of the slow times.
Yeah.
But it'll probably, winter is right around the corner, so it's going to be picking up again. And then spring break, I guess, is big here.
Yeah, I've never had a really, really crazy spring break. One time in high school was the craziest. We got kicked out of like three hotels just because we thought we were invincible. We had this idea in our head that since we weren't living under our parents' roof, that we could do whatever we wanted. And that lasted for about an hour until they were like, what are you doing? You guys are all too young to be doing.
Yeah, we did that one time. I was probably 18, I guess. And there was a Spyglass on Clearwater Beach when it was still open. It was this dumpy hotel, but it was cheap. And you could get, a cheap room and kind of hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this friend, Adam, at the time, who looked like he was 47 years old, but he was 18. So he went in and they asked him for his ID and everything to rent the room. And he's a con artist. He could con anything out of anybody. So he ended up getting the room. He didn't have his ID or anything. They still let him have it. I think we paid cash for it. And we got a bunch of beer, filled the bathtub up, and I'm pretty tame, even in my day-to-day life now. But especially when I was 18, I was just afraid of things. I was afraid to go into jail or something. So then the first person that knocked at the door to come to this party was somebody I had no idea who it was. And it all went downhill from there. I think the party lasted an hour and a half, maybe, and then the maintenance man came in and said he was calling the police.
That was pretty much what happened with ours.
Yeah, and then we just scattered, of course. There's nothing you can do about that. Left probably $200 worth of beer in the bathtub, and the maintenance man probably had a great couple days.
I don't know why I ended up being stuck in the room because we had two double rooms next to each other, so we opened up the middle room, and we made one big, giant party between the two rooms. And the cops came, everyone scattered, and for some reason, my friend and I were the only ones left, and we had this brilliant idea to just act like nothing happened. So we turn on the TV, and we're just chilling in the bed, just hanging out, acting like if they were to come in, we'd be like, hey, what's up? What's going on? So we put on the weather channel, because that's realistic. The cops come in, I'm super nervous, and we're just like, oh, I don't know how it happened. And I remember to this day, I told them that we just wanted to be cool so bad. And because I had seen that in like TV shows when I was younger where they would just give them the guilt trip about how they wanted to fit in. So I was like, maybe if I say we just wanted to look cool, they'll feel bad for us. They didn't feel bad for us at all. And then one of my other friends pretended that she was another one of my friends because she was the name, her dad's name was on the room number or whatever. And so she was like, yeah, I'm her. And then when she lied at this point, I'm like a little girl who can't handle her alcohol. So I'm like cracking up because it was the funniest thing to me. And it was just ridiculous. I don't think anyone got arrested though, thankfully.
We had actually recently probably the most intense police, not standoff, but what happened was we had a party at my friend Kevin's house. He lives up in the, 4th Street and, 62nd Street area, that neighborhood. That has a name. I don't remember what it is. And we had a party there, and we're all, 28, 30 years old now. And we're, of course, drinking, and I found some fireworks laying around. So I enjoy setting off some fireworks. So I did that, and we did that for a little while. And then I see lights coming down the back alleyway. It's like, looks like flashing white lights. Okay. And then the neighbor pops over and says, hey, are you almost done? Because I got to call the cops. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, we'll stop. Someone had already called the cops, and they were running. The flashing light was with the flashlights. They were running. And as he did that, a cop jumped the fence and had his hand on his gun. Apparently, they reported gunshots for the bottle rockets.
Oh, my gosh.
And we were all hammered. I mean, we were all really drunk. And there was a lady cop, and she had tears in her eyes. I felt so bad because she was like, we got the whole squadron heading down here right now, which I think was a lie. But still, I was like, whoa, okay, I'm, sorry. And, who's the homeowner? Who's the homeowner? So Kevin comes strutting out. Asks for his ID. I don't have my ID. Well, proceeds to give her a number. I guess he memorized his driver's license number.
Pretty impressive.
Or either that, or he just made it up.
I know the first three, but that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess he's the kind of guy that would do that, though. He's a numbers guy. So she writes down his name and everything, and then the lady cop's like, can I talk to someone who isn't intoxicated, please? My friend Caitlin is a lawyer, okay? She's wasted. Mm. Has a piece of pizza in her hand, takes a bite of the pizza, puts it on the windowsill, and says, yes, ma'am, I will speak with you. So we ended up getting, nothing happened. But it was, I feel like I get more trouble now than I did when I was younger.
But you can be a little bit less nervous, I guess, about it now.
Now I'm an old veteran with cops. I'm not afraid anymore. I've had my run-ins, and now everything's cool.
They can sense your fear. They know. When I was one of the people in high school that turned 21 later, so out of high school, but out of my group of friends, I was the youngest. So when everyone was 21, I still wasn't able to. And every single party, I would be so nervous that cops were going to come and I'd be that one person stuck there because I just feel like I have bad luck and I'm anxious about that stuff anyways. And I just hated being so nervous about it. So when I turned 21, everyone was like, how do you feel? Do you feel different? And I was like, now I feel normal and I can enjoy my life without being stressed every time I want to be with my friends and have a drink.
Yeah, there you go. Haley J from Radio St. Pete, our new correspondent covering local events. And you do music, you were telling me. Tell me a little bit about your music.
I'd always loved to write and sing when I was younger. I'd make really dumb songs about cleaning the house and things like that. And I just stuck with it. But I was really, really nervous about what people would say. I kind of thought everyone would think it was stupid of like, who's this girl? Is she trying to be famous? Who does she think she is? I kind of thought all the negative thoughts about it.
Yeah.
And so in high school, even my closest friends didn't even really know that I sang. I didn't really talk about it much. And then all of a sudden, do you know Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, white rapper.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He was just like, he was a cool, like, inspiring dude. And my friend was like obsessed with him at the time, introduced him to me, like, through his music and everything. And so we went to a show, and the show was just so much fun. Like, I just forgot what that feeling of just being surrounded by so much music and the way he was talking about, like, just, like, so passionate, not to be, like, cheesy, but, like, I honestly felt like I was, like, feeling his passion. It was, like, bringing that back that I, like, forgot that I had all those, like, feelings in for my own music. And so we actually got called up on the stage, and it was so much fun. And then the next song started, and I just remember being so lost and just like the fun moment of being on the stage that I forgot that it's like my time to leave now. And I just started jumping around, and it was just bliss for like the 2 seconds I was up there. And that night we went, it was a festival in Houston. So that night I literally wrote 2 songs on my phone. I don't even remember what I wrote, but just like, I enjoy this. I need to stop caring if people think it's stupid. If I want to do it, I'm going to forever regret not even trying. So I got back into it. I started writing and singing. I made some really great connections and some people that I plan on being friends with the rest of my life that helped me out a lot. A guy named Cassio helped me with my first couple songs, and I'm still working with him now, and he's introduced me to cool people. And it's, I just like the idea of being around people that are inspired. Like, all of his friends are the same way. They, even if it's not making them $1 million, they want to do what they have passions for and do what they love. And so I got out of it for a little bit, not out of it, but I was consistently putting out music probably like every 3-4 months in between. And then graduating, I got a little distracted, stopped doing it a little bit, but then I just recently recorded 2 more songs. So hopefully those come out nicely, but I just enjoy it and people respond really well. I know not everyone is going to love every song I do, which is fine. And I need to, that's one thing I want to work on myself. I need to get thicker skin and be okay if not everyone likes me. It's life, and people are going to judge. And especially if I did reach a bigger audience one day, I have to know that that's a part of it and to still keep your head high when people say not the nicest things about you.
Yeah. People are mean. Mm-hmm. Most people. So I took art in college, and one of the things was you had to critique. Everyone would put up their piece, the assignment, and you'd have mm-hmm. to critique that. And that's what I feel like, if nothing else, that $40,000 that I have in debt, I'm glad I learned that lesson, because when they said I had to put my stuff up, I'm not doing that. And you, I mean, that's how you got graded. You had to. So that was something that when I did that, I knew that, okay, well, this is what I have to offer. And some people are going to be mean. And no one was really mean. Of course, you're all in the setting. It's not on the internet where people can be anonymous and be cruel to you. But now you get to an age too where you just don't care anymore.
And I don't think I would ever be completely unaffected by it. Yeah. But the day, you know, I realized that no matter what, have you heard that expression where it's like, you can be the sweetest, ripest peach in the world, but there's going to be someone who doesn't like peaches.
Yes.
I feel like that says it perfectly.
It does.
You can do whatever you think is right and best and what people might like, but you're just trying to please everyone at the end of the day, and that's not going to happen.
What kind of music is it, and where can people find it?
I have it on SoundCloud. It's just SoundCloud/Haley-J, but I actually put a little video on YouTube too called Gold. But
is it just Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, and then space J?
Mm-hmm. Just the letter J. That's my full middle name. I used to be self-conscious and think it was weird, but then I just kind of owned it.
You got to. That's mm-hmm. what this life is about. This is what you have to offer, so you just put it out there. Keep your fingers crossed and be ready for people to say some terrible, terrible things to you.
And I'm sure it gets easier, but I don't think it ever stops sucking, but
no, it won't ever. But give out your Twitter. We're done. Mm-hmm. That's it. Give out your Twitter and everything so people can find you.
Yeah. It's at Hey J.
Hey J, I like that.
Underscore. Yeah, a lot of people call me Hey J now for Haley J, so H-A-Y-J _, and then that's the same with Instagram too.
Okay, good. Haley, thank you for coming on.
Thank
I'm
you
looking
for having
forward
me.
To what you have to bring to Radio St. Pete.
I am too. I'm excited.
We're going to make a good team. We're going to be the young voices here.
We're going to get awards next year.
Yeah, it's all us. We're taking 300. We're taking 300 out of 300, and that'll be the end of it. You can follow me on Twitter, home_made_man, Instagram, same thing, hmbradio.com, radiosaintpete.com. What else? That it? Is that good?
Snapchat.
Are you Snapchatting right now? Snapchatting right now. Okay. Everybody have a good week.
Thank you.
I will talk to you soon.
Bye
everybody.